Dr. Brown?
Yes, sir.
What's going down, Dr. Brown?
Hey, man, how's it going, buddy?
Dr. Brown with the fancy resume here.
Yeah, well, from LSD to PhD, that's what it comes down to.
Bam.
When did you have LSD, bro?
Oh, from 1969 to 1971, you know, the whole counterculture revolution days. I was
there, bro, yeah. The exact years you just mentioned.
Are you serious? Well, you know the saying, if you remember the 60s, you weren't there.
Yeah, well, I remember them, and I was there, and you seem to yourself.
Yeah, so I started getting high when I was 14, and I got to shooting heroin when I was 15.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Long Island.
What town?
Island Park, right next to Long Beach.
All right, my wife's from West Hempstead. That's why I ask.
Wait. I went to West Hempstead High School.
Shut up, but you're too old for my wife.
Yeah, I went 69 to 73.
Yeah, you're way too old for my wife. She was born in 68.
Oh, all right. She's just a kid.
Yeah, she's 40 now.
All right.
But let me, you know, I got a problem with you already. Don't make me come over there. But who did acid and shot heroin and is against gays? What's wrong with you? What happened to you?
Hey, listen, man. I love everybody. I'm not mad at anybody. My issue is gays trying to put us in the closet and not allowing us to have our beliefs and views anymore.
That's ridiculous. What is wrong with you? The LSD was supposed to open your mind.
Well, it did open my mind. I'm a Jew who believes in Jesus. That's pretty radical.
Oh, I met one of you. I'm a Jew that doesn't.
Uh-huh.
But I don't believe in anything else either. You're a Jew for Jesus? I've met a guy around here. He's out of his... Jews for Jesus are the same as born-again Christians.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you know how they are.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You're all crazy, bro.
How so?
Well, first of all, born-agains... who are, you know, I mean, the Christian coalition in its entirety, the people that won Bush the presidency, the people that found themselves as a huge political power, but it fell out a little bit. I mean, I see that you are the director, actually, of the Coalition of Conscience, right?
Oh, yeah, but it's non-political. It's a conscience issue. You know, it's totally non-political.
All right.
I've got no hope in the Republican Party any more than I got hope in the Democratic
All
Party.
All right. So what goes on with the Coalition of Conscience?
Consciences, I'm trying to get Christians to live like Christians. In other words, talk is cheap. We got a lot of hypocrisy. We got a lot of people saying one thing and not living accordingly. I'm trying to get people to live according to their conscience. And if they live according to their conscience and if they're going to live according to their faith, they'll make a positive difference in the society. Not by taking over, but by being who they're supposed to be.
Now what's the Fire School of Ministry?
Or it's a school where we train people to go around the world, serve poor, needy people. Missionaries, workers of all different kinds. There's, you know, a bunch of different things that we're involved with. But, you know, the whole deal with gays that got to me is not an issue of not respecting people. It's not an issue of not caring for people, because I'm all over that. It's an issue of you can't have freedom of conscience anymore. I mean, you got a gal, she's a student, grad student at East Michigan University. She's in a counseling program. She's a Christian.
Wait, what do you mean she's in a counseling program?
She's in grad school in
right.
a counseling program, right?
But she's the counselor.
Right, so she's the counselor.
I'll make sure I got that right. She's the counselor. Go ahead.
Right, so someone comes to her, and, you know, they're homosexual, and I say, okay, you have to affirm this person's homosexuality. She says, well, you know, let me refer them to another counselor, because I can't do that in good conscience.
Okay, wait,
gets kicked out of the school.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure I understand the story. Dude goes for counseling, and his problem... The counseling he needs is he's a homosexual?
No, the person comes in, I'm homosexual, I've got certain issues, okay? So she's not going to say anything either way, but the school says, no, you have to affirm this person's homosexuality, so that's against my religious beliefs. She gets kicked out of the school for that. That's the crazy kind of stuff that's going on. You hear, it's just a matter of the people that were in the closet and suffered all kinds of indignities and put down and all this stuff, have come out of the closet, and now they're putting people like me in the closet.
I think you belong in the closet. I think that chick belongs in the closet.
All right, so the deal is that we shouldn't have freedom of religion. We shouldn't have freedom of speech. We shouldn't have freedom of conscience.
You can have freedom of all sorts of things, but if you let me just take the opposite point.
Yeah, please.
If somebody goes to counseling and homosexuality is part of his problem... I mean, if some guy came in and was black back in the day when there were all kind of people against him, don't forget, interracial marriage was against the law a very short time ago.
You know that.
Okay,
so,
hold on.
You're making a comparison between someone's behavior and tendencies and skin color?
Yep. Sure
okay,
am.
So what, do you,
sure
what
am.
Do you tell the person that says, I love little kids, and that's the way I've always been, and I can't change?
Well, first of all, unfortunately, it's an assault to people that don't want to be loved. You see, there's a big difference when you guys bring this kind of up.
Well, let me ask a question, though. Nobody ever answers the question.
Let me answer the question. Let me answer the question. Homosexuals are two consenting adults.
So that's all that matters.
Well, hold on.
How about polygamy then?
No, there's a big... Knock yourself out. What do I care? I don't care if you marry your dog.
Okay,
I'm going to go all the way to the bestiality. If you want to marry your dog, why do I care?
Why do I care? Because it messes up society.
How's it mess up society?
Because it degrades marriage.
Well, no, it doesn't degrade marriage. That's for small-thinking people.
Well, perhaps it's for open-minded people that recognize that not everything that people want to do is in the best interest of society.
Oh, please. Who are you to judge?
We've got 5,000 years of history of the human race where we've never had men marrying men and women marrying women.
Very good.
Maybe
there's something
to it. Maybe kids do need a mom and a dad.
Well, are you done?
Can I just ask you a question?
Sure.
Is that so bigoted and crazy?
Yes, it is.
It's bigoted and crazy.
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Sure.
Freedom of conscience means that I have to agree with every position that a homosexual man or woman has?
No, of course not.
It's not
enough
that I treat the person with respect and dignity and speak up for them.
These guys never stop talking. Never stop talking. I got your point, bro, but you don't let me answer.
I apologize.
And I'm very short. I got ADD, terrible. Forgot half of my nice comebacks already. Now I look dumb. I'll kill you, Brown. I'm coming over there with your bigoted But anyways, what you just said 30 seconds ago, do I have to agree with every opinion that the homosexual? Of course you don't. But, you know, but what you like the girl, if a guy goes for counseling and homosexuality, is it because you don't agree with homosexuality? When they said you had to affirm it, somebody's got a problem. You should be affirming it. But because, by the way, let me just, I'm jumping here. You said 5,000 years of history. 5,000 years, let's enjoy that history. 5,000 years of history. Did we have 4,000 years of history of slavery? Did we move ahead? 5,000 years of history, the gay people have been downtrodden, doesn't mean they didn't exist. Give me a minute. I'm going to let you, we got a whole radio show. You can talk. 5,000 years of history, the Romans, they had gay people all over the joint. Granted, the joint collapsed. There's been gay people on the planet for this whole 5,000 years. The future will come, my brother. You can keep preaching all that stuff from Star Wars, but the future will come, and it's going to come, because that's progress. Just like black and white people can marry, just like all kinds of blacks don't have to sit in the bed. This is all recent history that liberals have moved to make things more normal.
So who was it that helped abolish slavery? It was Christians that helped abolish slavery. It was Christians that led the abolition movement. Where does the civil rights movement start? It starts with black ministers. It started in the church. You got all kind of, what's the story of the ending of slavery for the Jewish people? It's the Exodus, the Passover season that we're in.
Man, this is way before.
The
this
fact
is way
of
before
the matter
me.
Is, slavery has been an evil that's been in society.
So listen,
the Greek society, you had men with boys. That was part of the society.
Right.
So why don't we have that today? Why don't we change the age of consent? Why don't we?
The age of consent, by the way, excuse me, is definitely very different all over the world. You go over to Italy, and kids are drinking at the restaurant at 14 years old, and getting married way younger. Who knows what's right?
So we don't. Maybe we should change all that.
What? Maybe we should.
I happen to believe that there's
maybe we should. Pardon me?
Standards that are right and wrong.
Well, maybe water seeks its own level. Maybe these things seek their own level. I mean, over in this, we are puritanical. The fact that a 19-year-old boy who is his 16-year-old actual girlfriend, and then will be a predator, then will be listed on sexual abuse sites for the rest of his life is ridiculous. When in other countries, people are getting married like crazy when they're 15, and your grandparents might have gotten married when they were young teenagers.
So did it
make it wrong?
You don't have an issue with the fact that over 40% of babies born in America the last couple of years have been out of wedlock.
It depends. You know, my issue won't change it. It's not going to change things. See, what you guys want to fight, what you think is an idyllic situation, I'm with you. I told my conservative counterpart that I do a radio show with, I love that world you want to live in, But I'm fighting against it because it doesn't exist. You guys are going to push it forever, but but the human nature seems to be a lot stronger.
Well listen, I did drugs heavily for 2 years. I haven't had a drug for 37 years. I haven't wanted it, haven't needed it. Mm-hmm. I've been great.
Good.
My family's great. I got two married daughters that are doing great, with mm-hmm. two grandkids each. They're doing great.
Good. By the way, you know what my terrible liberal communist wishes on you, right? I wished one of your kids was gay. That's what I wish more than anything, because that's where I see more education ever happen. When I see a staunch conservative that doesn't like the gay situation have a gay offspring, because, man, they learn quick and change their attitude completely.
Well, what's wrong with my attitude, though? I care about anybody just the same way. I've got people very close to me that are gay. Okay, and I've got people close to me that used to be gay.
There they go. Wait. It's always you Christians that found that place where you cure gay people. Such those friends
so,
of yours.
Right, you don't honor the experience of someone that says I was gay.
Oh,
I was
please.
Not happy living like this.
Oh,
and I
please.
Changed. That's not possible.
No, but you know what? If they're really gay, they're going back. They're going to surprise your.
So I'm the bigot when I'm saying people can change, and you're the open-minded guy saying people can't change.
I'm not saying they can't, by the way, especially if they're women, gay women. They jump up and down, back and forth all the time. But I ain't seen gay dudes. And, of course, there's bisexuals, and you can call them whatever you want. You know, there's bisexuals that might want to give you something. I've got a gay comedian coming here to spend the weekend with me that was in the closet for most of his life. He has a child, was married twice, was gay the whole time, but was, of course, repressed into it. And now is out, gay guy.
Do you believe that there's a God?
No.
Ah, all right. Well, that changes things. I believe God can help people and change people.
Of course you do.
Right.
Can you do me a favor?
I'm a bigot because I believe God can help people.
I actually never
people.
Called you a bigot. You've been using the word yourself.
Well,
I've not brought
reference
the,
to me.
I didn't. When did I say that?
Well, earlier in the show.
What did I say?
Well, you referred to bigots like me who should be in the closet.
Bigots like you that should be in the closet.
Yeah.
All right. I'll have to actually listen to the tape to get my stuff back out. But you just said something just before that I wanted to respond to, and I already forgot that.
But can I ask you a question, Dr. Brown?
Please.
Do you think that God hates gay people?
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
You never met Shirley Phelps, huh?
Excuse me?
So then what is the problem with gay people? If you're all about God and God's okay with gay people, then why do you have a problem with them?
Well, first thing, I believe God has a better way than men marrying men, women marrying women. You're never going to find a six-year-old that says, you know, I think I'd really like to be gay.
You don't?
I don't know. I knew a lot
trauma.
Of people.
That's ridiculous.
Listen, when kids are growing, they may you're be very happy to be gay now, okay? I'm just saying when someone's growing up, it's a trauma that they go through to realize that they're different.
Hold on. Stop right there, please. This is the perfect example that you are putting forth. That's why in the new world, when being gay is open and normal, that kid doesn't have to crap his pants and maybe commit suicide at some point because he's not normal.
It is open and normal. Listen, I work against bullying all the time. I, you know, you're misreading me. You're my issue and the whole thing that I ended up getting on the show about was I wrote an article about the fact that the people that came out of the closet, I'm talking about activists, gay activists,
mm-hmm.
are trying to put people like me in the closet. That if you're not allowed to freedom of conscience, you're not allowed to freedom of religion, that it's a matter of, it's like Animal Farm. You know, the animals get free and then that system gets messed up. There are gays in Charlotte that know I stand up for them. I reach out to them. I'm gracious to them. You know,
But you don't want them to have these equal rights that you have.
They have rights to marry, but I don't want to redefine marriage.
Oh, please!
Is that so radical and crazy?
Yes. You know why, bro? Because it's stupid. All it is a word. It's a word. You want them to have all this stuff, but that word. You're like a child, you guys. That word. We got to hold that word. When you know in the back of your mind, bro, you can say what you want. But in the back of your mind, you got a problem with gay people, or this wouldn't affect you. It's not going to affect any people except people that are pissed off about somebody else having something. Why is it that, let me ask you this. Why is it that there are deep heterosexuals like myself, and there's tons of me, that don't give a and I'm married and have children and live an honest, wet marriage. Well, how come?
Because
what do you think's wrong with me that I think it's great that they should be married?
I think it's great that you're open-minded and that it's an extension of your saying, hey, equality for everybody. Everybody can do their own thing. But it's a different perspective. I believe there's a God And I believe
standards. If you believe there's a God, why don't you let God punish them for you?
I don't want to see people punished.
Yeah, well, let them choose it themselves. They don't want to be dictated by you.
But listen, you said polygamy is fine. Same-sex marriage is fine. Okay, so a lot of people that believe in same-sex marriage don't believe in polygamy.
I don't care about any of it.
All right, okay, so everybody has a different view, but you just have to understand if you redefine marriage, it can get redefined in 100 different ways.
What do I care?
I don't believe that's best for human society.
Why not? Tell me the bad part. Where's the negative?
Who gets hurt? Oh, okay, let's just throw this out. I'm not talking about gays now. Larger stat.
Yeah, go ahead.
Boys that are raised in fatherless homes.
Oh, bro, please.
Just listen. That's over 70% of murderers were raised in fatherless homes. 80% of kids, boys or girls, that are on medication as teenagers are from fatherless homes. 75% of teen suicides are from fatherless homes. Why? Because kids need a dad. All right.
By the way, where do you get these stats, bro? Where do you get these?
I'll send you books that this is well known.
Where do you get them? I want you to tell me.
I get them from research. I got a PhD
where?
In Semitic languages.
I know about your.
I know how to do research.
Yeah, so you got a PhD in languages. I'm asking you the simple question of where do you get those stats? That's all.
Oh, okay. If you'd like these stats, look up the name Frank Turek, T-U-R-E-K.
Uh-huh.
His recent book on same-sex marriage.
Oh my God! So it's all in there.
Give you a footnote.
It's all in there.
Point there.
Yeah, but you see, here's the deal. You know, we went from homosexuals getting married to homes without fathers.
Because you asked the question, why does it matter?
Yeah,
ideally a mom and a dad.
No, you know what kids need?
No,
you know. No, you know what kids need, my brother? A loving home, not where two alcoholic husband and wife live and people that are yelling and screaming at each other. They need a home, whether who's in there, actually love each other. Love each other and have things be fine. That's what they need more than anything. And by the way, there's plenty of guys that grew up in a home with just their strong mommy that are fine. You know, if you want to dig out some statistics, you know, there's statistics on everything.
How about Barack Obama?
How about him? Perfect.
But the fact is, you got two strikes against you. He's an overcomer. He did things that are exceptional. You got plenty of gay couples that love each other and heterosexual couples that don't. But percentage-wise, look, percentage-wise, it's only a minority of gays that even want to be married.
So what are you bugging them for?
I'm simply saying, don't redefine marriage. You can do what you want to do, but don't call
it
marriage. I'm not restricting
silly.
Your behavior.
It's a word, bro. It's a word. I got to go. Where is your website?
AskDrBrown.org.
AskDrBrown.org. Anything else, Anthony?
No, we have it on our website.
You go to Weez.com. You can go right to my boy, Dr. Brown. And by the way, Doc, it's just, you know, you're an achiever, no doubt. Monster achiever. By the way, this guy's got a radio show, right?
Yeah, radio show called The Line of Fire.
And the Jewish Outreach documentary TV series, Think It Through. Wait a minute, you got a Jewish outreach? What's a Jewish outreach mean?
It's reaching out to Jewish people.
To be Christian?
Yeah.
See that?
I
want to make sure Jews celebrating Passover understand that Dr. Brown was born a Jew, and he's reaching out to you to come over to his team now. True?
Sure thing, man.
All right, I want to make sure I got it.
You got it.
And by the way, so you were a junkie, right?
Yeah, I was a drug addict.
You were a drug? Well, yeah. You said you did heroin, but...
Yeah, I shot heroin for a while.
Usually, if you shoot heroin, you are a junkie, no?
Yeah, but I don't want to exaggerate it. In other words, I would go from drug to drug. I'd shoot heroin for a week and go to another drug.
All right, but anyway, so then you found Jesus?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, all those guys with that Jesus, I mean, you got to hit the bottom. Wouldn't it be cool if you just knew how to just did unto others as you would have them do unto you? Just that one line, we could have a great life and a great planet.
But perhaps I can do that, and it may not look like the way you want it to look. In other words, if I really care for someone, I'm going to tell them the truth.
Is that you like
people told me the truth 37 years ago.
When you were killing yourself with drugs compared to being a homosexual, you're comparing that to being a homosexual?
No, I'm talking about everything. In other words, when I talk to you and say, hey, man, you should find out about God. Well, I don't care about God. Well, okay, I'm still going to reach out.
Bro, I understand that.
And I can be civil on 100 different levels.
I understand that completely. And I've got guys reaching out every other day, honest to God, with that God deal. I got a guy writing me right now that gave me a pamphlet in the street. The God guys are there all the time, bro, seriously. That's why, you know, after watching the elections election ago and, you know, I mean, believe me, Jesus is everywhere. By the way, nice, you know, yesterday was a big Jesus day, right?
Yeah, it was.
Nice day. What'd you do?
I rested.
Did you have a little ham?
I took a nah, I've never had ham in my life.
Bro, ham is a nice Easter dish.
Yeah, but I'm not a typical. I'm not a typical follower of Jesus.
What kind of Jesus follower are you?
Well, you know, I didn't grow up in a church setting, so a lot of church customs really don't mean much to me.
You don't eat fish on Friday.
Oh, that's an old Catholic thing.
I know.
I'm not into fish, really, though.
No fish.
No. But that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of church traditions and the Easter egg kind of stuff. That's meaningless to me. What matters to me is that Jesus rose from the dead. That's exciting to me.
Hey, a guy just wrote me, a home with two dads should be twice as good then.
Yeah,
and those fatherless murdering kids came from some crappy places. Whatever. Hey, listen, it's interesting. This dude not only has a radio show and he reaches out to Jews to become Christians. Where's that other thing? And it says, I love this part of your bio, bro, seriously. It says that he has this series called Think It Through, which reaches 80 million homes. That's like that old joke. Ladies and gentlemen, Jamie Lissow. You heard of the Johnny Carson show, right?
Oh, yeah.
He watched it once. It's the
sure
same thing.
I grew up with it.
The TV show reaches 80 million. It can be seen in 80 million homes.
Right.
It's only seen in three,
it can be seen in
80 million homes.
I think we got eight people. I think we got one out of every million.
Bro, but you can't put in your thing, it reaches 80 million homes.
Hey, that's the way Inspiration Network writes it. I just copied it from them.
All right. And you've been on numerous TV and radio shows, and your work has been featured in publications like the Washington Post, the Charlotte Observer, I call it that because where we live, the Charlotte Magazine, and the Be More Sun. So what are you doing today, Doc? What are you going to say? Seriously.
Today?
Today.
On this show?
No, not this one.
Oh, when I'm done here?
Yeah. The rest of the day.
Oh, rest of the day? Well, I'm finishing a book called The Queer Thing Happened to America.
So, bro, I mean, do you understand? If I was a gay guy, you're spending a lot of energy to squash some queer stuff. Is that not true?
It depends what you mean by squash queer stuff. On the one hand, I spend a lot of time talking to the church about wrong attitudes they have to gays and lesbians.
But get to the point of these books you're writing and this stuff you're doing.
Well, this book, out of 20 books, this is the first book that's just on the subject. So this has not been on my radar the whole time. It's when it comes knocking on my door. Look, we got a girl in our school. She was teaching in a preschool in Charlotte with 3 and 4-year-olds. She was not allowed to call them boys and girls because that would be a gender distinction, and you can't squeeze.
So what is she supposed to call them?
Friends.
I don't believe
this. That's crazy.
Bro, can you give me a phone number at that school?
Oh, sure thing, man.
Let me get it.
Well, I'll get it for you.
Give me the name of the school.
I will get all the information.
Get the information because I want to see this place.
Oh, but here, tell you what. How if I send you an article where this happens all the time? New York Times wrote about it in 2006.
What did they write about?
I'll tell you what. I will send you the references. You can put it on your website.
Thank you, brother Dr. Brown.
And I'll send you the references.
By the way, I think I love your soda. Do I have that right?
That, man, we are in harmony about that. Root beer, but I don't like the cream soda.
But it's Dr. Brown's, right?
Man, we are making money head over
heels.
I just want to mention one thing.
Go ahead.
I was jumping in a lot at the beginning because I was sent a note that we were on for 10 minutes. So I thought, I got 10 minutes. I got to go for it. Otherwise, I would have been much more.
Bro, you're fine. You were all great.
Right.
You were great. I'm going to have you back if you'll be back.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Can I bring some gay guys in?
Oh, please.
All right, bro.
All right, man.
All right, Brownie.
I'll send you notes.
Thank you.